This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. With just 4 days remaining for election campaigning in Keralam, senior national leaders, including the Prime Minister, are reaching the state. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend an NDA public meeting in Tiruvalla in Keralam this afternoon at 3 p.m. Following the event, Sri Narendra Modi will travel to Thiruvananthapuram, where he will participate in an NDA roadshow from Killipalam to Karamana. Senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will take part in UDF campaign at Alappuzha today. He will also attend campaign programs in Kochi and Kuttanadu. Meanwhile, CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby will participate in LDF campaign events in Kottayam district today. Sri M.A. Baby is also scheduled to attend the LDF programs in Thiruvananthapuram tomorrow. Several union ministers, chief ministers, state ministers and other national leaders are also actively campaigning across various districts in Keralam, taking part in public meetings and roadshows today and tomorrow. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In Tamil Nadu elections, nominations will end on Monday. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be carried out on the 7th, and the last day of withdrawal of nominations will be on the 9th of this month. In the single-phase elections, polling will be held on the 23rd of this month. Electioneering is gaining momentum in the state. Leaders of political parties are touring the state with roadshows and public rallies. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi have directed the top officials of West Bengal to ensure free, fair, transparent and impartial assembly elections. In a statement, the Election Commission said, electors must have no fear and the elections should be free from violence, intimidation and inducement. The Election Commission has approved creation of 4,660 auxiliary polling stations to facilitate voters when number of voters exceeded 1,200 in West Bengal. The Commission has also approved shifting of 321 polling stations for the convenience of the voters. The total number of polling stations, including auxiliary polling stations, is now 85,379 in West Bengal. The Election Commission has written a letter to the Chief Electoral Officer of the state in this regard. The Commission has asked to give wide publicity among voters regarding the setting up of auxiliary polling stations and shifting of polling stations. The Election Commission of India has ordered the immediate withdrawal of state-provided security cover for politicians and individuals facing criminal charges in West Bengal. The directive issued to the district magistrates also asked them to assess rank and threat perception, making them ineligible for such protection. U.S. President Donald Trump has asserted that shooting down of U.S. military jets will have no bearing on diplomatic discussions with Iran. According to media reports, President Trump dismissed the notion that the event would impede negotiations with Iran. These remarks represent his first public response to the loss of American planes during the hostilities, occurring as combat actions and diplomatic initiatives proceed simultaneously. 9 members of a family lost their lives after a car fell into a well at Dindori in Nashik district of Maharashtra last night. The accident occurred when the family was returning after attending a private coaching class gathering. Their vehicle reportedly plunged into a well located in a farm near a function hall in the area. At least 8 people were killed in central Afghanistan when a powerful 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck the Hindu Kush last night, shaking different parts of Afghanistan. The tremors, which lasted a few seconds, were also felt in North India, including Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Haryana. In India Premier League IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians in Delhi. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Gujarat Titans will face Rajasthan Royals in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.